WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter, topping our report at this hour with references to President Trump's handling of sexual misconduct allegations in Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation. Governor Murphy today responded to a similar controversy. He vowed to investigate state employee Katie Brennan's claim she was sexually assaulted by a man who went on to work in the Murphy administration.
It was just a week or so ago when we saw what happens when those in power conduct sham investigations, when they mock victims, and they avoid accountability. That will not happen on our watch.
In a Wall Street Journal article, Brennan says she tried for a year to get authorities to take action against state education official Albert Alvarez with no results. She is the chief of staff at New Jersey's Housing and Mortgage Agency. Meanwhile, five Republican assemblywomen have introduced legislation in Trenton establishing a Senate and Assembly joint investigation into the Murphy administration's hiring practices around the Katie Brennan allegations. There's much more on this still unfolding story at nj1015.com. Sears has filed for bankruptcy as the company continues to be buried by debt and falling sales. Sears will begin liquidation sales and close another 142 stores before year's end. NJ.com lists Monmouth Mall, Route 35 in Middletown, and Deptford Mall as closing. Conservative groups at Rutgers have posted an online petition in favor of Lisa Daftari, the Rutgers grad whose speech on free speech was postponed. Rutgers has not yet disclosed when the postponed speech will take place, but Lisa Daftari, in a tweet, claimed she was told by the school the address was canceled. What's so great about the Garden State? Each week at this time, we profile some of the individuals and groups that make the Garden State such a great place to live. It's still donating prom wear to kids who need it, but Cinderella's Closet of Monmouth County is trying to reach more than just teens.
Evidence of that is the organization's third annual wine tasting, pairing drinks with seasonal small plates on Sunday afternoon in Fairhaven. Board advisor Marcella Tomasetta says having their teenage volunteers is key, but it's the adults who bring the money. It's this 21 and over fundraiser.
We want to reach out to the adult community and ask them to volunteer helping us at the prom boutique and also collecting the prom wear.
Coming back in March is the group's yearly prom boutique, but a fashion show once held on an annual basis has fallen out of fashion, and there is a creative replacement, something called a senior prom, where the high school volunteers will go to assisted living facilities in the area. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And if you have more good news about New Jersey, let us know at nj1015.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.